Hello. Hello, I'm here. Hello. I can't see. Hello. Oh goodness. I can't hear you. Hey, hello.
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 Thank you for contacting astrologyanswers.com customer service department. This is Shannon speaking. How may I help you today?
Oh yeah, I got transferred. Okay. So, I logged in and bought some credits, but I was trying to see it just which credit card, and I can't see on the site which, like, to put it, which credit card is there, or to where I would add a new credit card or anything. She couldn't either. Normally, she couldn't find the last four or anything, so she transferred me to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't even know. It went through, but I didn't know. I normally use a small credit card when I do this kind of stuff, where you buy credits, but I didn't know which one it.
I can definitely see
If I
it.
can take my credit cards and call the credit card company and go, hey, where's the $160? Which one? But I have several, it saves me some time. Plus, I don't know where you'd log in to. Wouldn't there be a place for me to edit and add, like, updated credit cards, especially if it expires, right?
When they do, they'll send you a link because it's a save part that we can't see to update the credit card. I'm not sure why they changed it. There used to be a spot for it, but they're still updating the site, so that's just maybe something that they're working on to get completed so y'all have access to do that.
Oh, okay. But can you tell which credit card I use today, or you can't?
I'm finna see if it will let me because, like, with the changes, sometimes we can and sometimes we can't. It just depends on when the credit card was saved on there. But if not, then I can email home office and then they can look
And let
into
me
that for
know.
you.
You're the best girl. I
Problem.
just want to know, and it's kind of, I don't ever want to use a credit card and not have the credit on there. You know what I mean? Because when I do stuff like this, I use a small card, like a $500 card. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to be hacked or anything. I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. I mean, I do the same thing for my online purchases.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I have, people think I'm silly, but I have like four of those cards. One only has 300. I don't care. I just need to know which one. Oh, like I'll pay my water bill, instead of giving them my check number, and then when the bill comes in, I just pay it off. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm in Florida. Where are you, girl?
We are in Alabama.
Alabama. I umpired through Alabama. I'm Teresa Fairlady. All the coaches call me the Fairlady. I umpired pro ball there. Birmingham Barons.
Oh, okay. We're very close.
The Southern League. I was the first woman to do pro baseball, I guess modern. I'm old now, I'm 62. But yeah, I worked 8 years there. Traveling, Birmingham Barons, Tennessee, Chattanooga Lookouts, let's see, Columbus Mudcats, which is Georgia, Jacksonville Stars, Florida, and then there was another one at Huntsville. I can't remember. You just travel around doing the. It was pretty good. Have you gone to the Barons games?
No.
No, you're not a baseball. I actually umpired Michael Jordan, the basketball player. Are you familiar with him, or he may be? That's
Yes,
the one. He
ma'am.
was. Yeah, he played double A ball for the Barons because the same guy who owned. I think the White Sox, the major league team, owned the basketball team, the Bulls, Chicago Bulls. And so, yeah, he was a really nice guy. I don't think he'd ever made it to the majors because the following year it was a strike and he didn't want to, some of them worked through it. He just couldn't hit a curveball. He just could not hit a
I think he bought
curveball.
I think he bought a baseball team, didn't he?
Did he? I'll have to look back. I mean, this is a long time. This was in the 80s when I umpired Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I was – okay, in the 80s, what years was I working there? I think like 85 to 93. So I was there 8 years. So during one of those years, he was there. Well, he might have later. Yeah, he was a big baseball fan. But he was a real nice guy, real humble guy. I got along great with him. He was all right.
And may I get your email address that's used on your account?
Yeah, Fair. It's just funny. All the coaches called me the Fair Lady, so I legally changed my last name to Fair Lady. Fair Lady 39. So it's FairLady 39 at earthlink.net. Isn't that an old one? Earthlink.net.
Is it link, like, L-I-N-K?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You've never even heard. Right, right. That was big when I was growing up, okay? And there might be four people that still have that account. But you know what? Nobody hacks or will first of all, you don't get an advertisement to it because nobody's going to pay to send money to Earthlink account people because you're old as snot and there's not enough out there. And nobody hacks it because there's no, you know, they're going to spend their time hacking Google or, you know.
Awful.
A big thing. Yeah. Fair Lady 39 at earthlink.net. They called me the Fair Lady, so I legally changed my last name to Fair Lady.
Let me see. Is it going to give me your last four digits? No. Okay. So what I'll have to do is I will have to email our corporate and they will send you a link, one, to update your credit card from your account, and two, they'll let you know what the last four digits of that card is.
Okay, so they'll send that to fairlady39 at earthlink.net.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. That sounds good. When would they do that, or it takes a few days?
It takes a few days. I do apologize because it's going to our corporate office, so they'll have to shift through all of our emails from customer service.
All right, sounds good. All right.
Okay, and I will get you taken care of.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for contacting AstrologyAnswers.com, customer service department. You have a great day, and please be safe.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.